We are joined now by Cameron Kirby, who is running for Mermaids President.
Hi.
So, hi, welcome.
Cheers.
How are you today?
I'm good. Busy, quite tired. But good.
I can imagine. So, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and how your campaign has been going so far?
So, I'm the current Mermaids President. I kind of got elected into the role 3 months ago, and basically, I wanted to do it for another year.
Great, thank you.
Campaign-wise, we've been doing quite a lot. We've got a website up and running, Facebook fan page, etc., etc. I've been busy with Wasted Love, which actually the director of which is here, the lovely Mark Gregory.
Okay.
So we've not really got off to a start. We're just starting to get kind of ramp up the momentum at the moment, because this weekend we're busy on stage, actually doing theatre.
Well, that's good, I guess, since you are running
I suppose as excuses go not to run a campaign for performing arts officer, that's up there.
Absolutely. Well, Isabel, why don't you just ask your questions now?
Yeah, I guess I was looking at some of your policies for next year, and one of them was bringing back the SAND Student Writing Festival.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering if you wanted to elaborate on that a little bit.
So the SAND Student Writing Festival was a week that happened last year. In March, I think it was actually the same week as Elections Week, last year. And unfortunately, it hasn't been brought back this year. My predecessor made some plans for it, but by the time I kind of took over, there wasn't enough time to actually do anything with it. And what I'd like to do is bring it back. It was a week full of student writing. We had three student written shows. I can't remember all of them off the top of my head, but I know one was Meet by Tim Foley, and another was, Webs by Alex Markey, and there's another one that I can't remember. We also had a few writing workshops run by Inklate, I believe, and then we had a 24-hour play as well, which went down really well. And the idea of it is that it helps support student writing, and also to give sort of set time and a bit more publicity to the fact that we do a lot of student writing shows. So by putting them all in 1 week, it allows people who are specifically interested in student writing to get involved, and for us to push student writing really hard. Rather than just pushing it as another show, we can really, really push it as it's a student written show. And also by doing workshops, it gives other people an opportunity to, get some more experience. Because, the great thing about Mermaids is anyone can propose a show, but you still need quite a lot of balls to write your own show, propose it, and then go put it on. And by doing a festival, that allows us to give a lot more support for student writing, which is something that we actually don't do very much of at the moment.
That's great. And I guess something that's going to be a big issue next year is performance space itself.
Yeah.
So what are your plans to deal with the union redevelopment and the closing of the Byer?
Well, I've already been working with On the Rocks to reschedule our Byer shows into alternative venues. So thankfully, for this semester anyway, all our Byer shows are still going ahead, most of them in Venue 1. Outside of that, I've been working with the Baron Subcommittee to invest in improving the Baron. We've passed £8,000 worth of investments already, with things such as a projector. It was a really nice kind of big one. We're looking at taking out the shower that was in the dressing room and replacing it with some more storage space, because that's something we're always short of. And some more mundane things like storage boxes, things that aren't as exciting but are really essential to just running the theatre really well. And I've also talked with Meg, and we're approaching the university about getting more access to the Buchanan Theatre, because it's a venue that is actually, if you go and have a look, it's a fantastic venue. There's really nice acoustics, it's, quite large, seating-wise, really cool stage, and they've got, a fair amount of lighting rig in there, but we never use it for some reason. So we're working to get more access to that. And obviously, if I was elected as president, I would continue what I'd done already. And just work at getting access to canning, work at keeping the Baron going smooth. Before coming president, I was the manager of the Baron Theatre, and before that, our setting props officer. So I'm one of only two people who have been involved in running the Baron ever since it came under the control of Mermaids. So I've got the experience to make sure that it's run really, really smoothly, and that we can use it, in the most efficient way possible.
And I guess it also kind of incorporates, I think, one of your third points in your campaign is that you wanted to increase the number of props and sets and
design.
Yeah,
definitely. I definitely want to invest in that stuff. Not necessarily increase it overall, because we do have limited space, but just improve the quality of what we have. Because it's ridiculous. Like, Mermaids are fairly well-off subcommittee. Subcommittees go, we're one of the wealthier ones. but we're just missing things like basic plates and cutlery for a show, and things like that. You know, just the basics. You know, basic, you know, costumes. People end up borrowing costumes from, I think it's the Glasgow Opera Group, or one of them in Glasgow, obviously, all the time. And we're just like, well, if five shows a year are going hiring stuff there, and we've got all this money, why aren't we just buying those, you know, costumes like that that we can use?
Yeah, that's really interesting. And something that I think Dave Patterson, who's running against you, is proposing is to end the Mermaids Unlimited. And that is something I read that you brought back. So how do you feel about that?
I don't know. I think Mermaids Unlimited works. I'll admit that it does tend to reward people who go see a fair few shows anyway, rather than encouraging people that wouldn't try to see that many shows in the first place. And I'd definitely be keen to explore additional ways that we can get people who wouldn't normally see theatre incoming. The only thing I'd say is that David was part of the process of designing all the costings for the Unlimited card, and didn't raise many concerns about it being too expensive or a bad idea. So I am slightly confused over why that's an issue. But yeah, I'm willing to work at other ways we can get more people in.
Do you have, you just mentioned that you are interested in bringing in people who otherwise wouldn't be able to, you know, who aren't interested in seeing theatre, and I guess also that would include the wider St. Andrews community. I mean, they just lost their own theatre. How do you feel, how do you think you'll bring in a wide range of people?
I think one of the ways is just talking to the individual theatre groups more. There are a lot of groups around, you know, General Fife area and St. Andrews, and we just don't communicate with them that much at the moment. I think because it's such a huge effort to put on the amount of student theatre we do at the moment, that working harder to get to work with out of town theatre, you know, it just kind of gets left at the wayside. And that's something that I've not really done anything to improve in my time, just because there's been so much else to do. But it's something I definitely love to explore and try and get townsfolk more involved, mainly through going through specific groups in Fife, because there's lots of Pacific theatre groups with very tight communities that if you can talk to the right people in those groups, then suddenly you'll have, you know, hundreds of people who know about all your shows.
Do you guys have anything to ask?
Yeah, obviously the last year has been, I mean, you could describe it as a turbulent time for Mermaids, but obviously with yeah, Joe's difficulties in maintaining the role as president. But do you feel, you know, do you feel in the 3 months that you've had the role that you've managed to bring Mermaids up to more or less normal operating standards?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, how many shows are going up this
semester?
We've
got 20 going up this semester, which I believe is the most we've ever done. So we're really taking advantage of the venues that we've got left at the moment, and, you know, trying to squeeze as much in while they're still around.
Mm. And how would you say, if you were re-elected next year, how would you say that, I mean, obviously, apart from what you've already said, how would you say that you would, you know, change? Because obviously, you know, like I say, this has been more of a time of stability and trying to maintain stability. But, you know, how would you go forward? Do you have any other, you know, groundbreaking ideas for Mermaids that would, you know?
I just want to concentrate on doing the basics for us and just getting basic student theatre in St Andrews to a really, really high quality. Because I believe what is of, you know, a reasonably good quality, we can just work it. There's lots of basic things that we can do to improve, you know, improving the resources we have, making our theatre better, getting more people involved in student theatre, because, you know, a lot of people don't know what Mermaids is or what we do or how we do it, basic things like that. You know, I've not got tons of revolutionary ideas. I just want to get the basics going, you know, as smoothly as possible. And I think that's, given the amount we do, you know, we've got a theatre to run, we've got 30 to 40 shows a year. A lot of those are fringe shows, we've got Christmas Ball. I think just running Mermaids really, really well in its basic things without adding any new huge projects is a ginormous task in itself, and one that I want to really focus on doing that instead.
Great.
I wanted to ask you, just going back a notch, about how you feel about involving, you're talking about involving more people in Mermaids and the activities that you do, and just the first question that Isabel asked you about this week, in which people can do...
The Sand Week.
The Sand Week. Yeah. Do you feel like it's an important thing to be able to collaborate with other student societies?
Definitely. I think in terms of improved involvement, I think it's less about collaborating with other groups, which is always a positive thing to do, and more about just getting more students to understand what Mermaids is. one of the things I did as president is I designed a feedback survey, and we had a fair amount of replies to that. And one of the big things that kept on coming in the feedback was that a number of people just didn't know what we did. Mm. Basic things like Mermaid's not judging an artistic merit. Those are things that like loads of people didn't understand, and loads of people didn't understand, you know, that we were a subcommittee, that we're a funding body rather than a society, that, you know, you don't need a ton of experience. In fact, you don't need any experience to do a show in St Andrews. You know, basic things like that. And I don't think we communicate that well enough. And I think that's the major sort of wall in the way of getting more people involved.
Great. How do you plan to improve the communication then?
By pushing what Mermaids is beyond just Freshers Week. In the 2 years I've been in committee, Freshers Week, we always make quite a big effort. And then by week two, it just gets forgotten about. And we don't push the information of what Mermaids is or what Mermaids is about. You know, and in Freshers Week, everyone's trying to tell freshers everything. They're never, you know, they're not going to understand or remember, you know, exactly what Mermaids is, because it's just information overload. So I just want to really focus on having information evenings, you know, throughout the year, more socials. And socials where it's not just Mermaids people getting drunk together, it's, you know, freshers can come along and talk to people and get advice, you know, things like that.
Great, thank you very much. Just some closing remarks, I guess, and would you like to introduce the song that you've brought for us today?
Yeah, this is my campaign song, written by the Enigma of Vertical Surgery. That's his stage name. He's asked me not to say his real name, but you can check out his SoundCloud page, and it's linked on my Facebook page. It's just under the Enigma on SoundCloud, and yeah.
Well, and why should people vote for you this Thursday and Friday?
Because I'm by far the most experienced candidate for the job.
Well, thank you very much for coming along.
Yes, thanks.
Thanks, Cameron.